Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today we're going to take a look at how easy it is to get started with the brand new preview editions of Visual Studio 2017. Now, if you've been following along at home, once you've installed Visual Studio 2017, you have additional updates that occur, which bring up the Visual Studio Updater. What's really nice there is that with a single click, you can modify your existing installations or update your existing installations to the latest stable versions of Visual Studio 2017. Now, if you're like me and like to get new features faster, you usually want to install preview editions of Visual Studio and the other workloads that are associated with it. For instance, with the brand new version of Visual Studio 2017, version 15.4 preview, you actually have the Xamarin Live Player built right in and a bunch of awesome new features across the board. Now, in the past, you've had to install Visual Studio and then install a preview edition on top of it, and then, you know, you really had like a weird development setup. But with the brand new Visual Studio 2017 preview installers, you can actually run Visual Studios side by side, which is super cool. So let's actually hop over to my Surface here and actually see what that means. So here I go to visualstudio.com/preview, and this shows me a little bit about how to get early access to Visual Studio Preview. It even gives me links directly to the release notes so I can keep up to date with the latest versions, and tells me exactly what it means to be a preview edition. So mostly for early adopters that want to try out new updates, get more frequent builds, and most importantly, side by side. And in fact, you're seeing both icons, the stable version and then the preview version that has these little squigglies in there, which look really cool. And in fact, you can see that I've already installed those. So if I actually zoom in here, let me go ahead and zoom in. Oops. There we go. We can see that I actually have these two versions installed side by side. So when I hover over at Visual Studio and then at Visual Studio 2017 preview. So how I got that was I was able to come up and actually download a specific version, such as Enterprise. So whatever version you have, it'll be a very quick download. So here we go, I'll just download it to my desktop, and I can go ahead and click and run the Visual Studio 2017 preview installer. So here it's going to tell me a little bit about it. And what's nice is it's going to look very familiar to the existing preview installer that you may have already had there. So what I'm seeing here is that I've gone ahead and already installed the Visual Studio 2017 preview. I can come in and I can actually modify or uninstall or do anything here, and Visual Studio 2017 Enterprise Edition. So I actually have both versions side by side, and they're sandboxed that way. And in fact, if I go and modify my workloads, you can actually install different workloads for the preview edition versus the standard edition. So here I've just installed Windows, UWP, .NET, and Xamarin. So that's all that's been installed along with the .NET Core tooling here. So what's nice is that I've only installed a few here. If I go into my normal Visual Studio 2017 install, what we're going to see is I've installed a whole bunch of other workloads too. I've installed the ASP.NET, the Azure workloads, the SQL Server, of course the Xamarin workload, and the Visual Studio Extensions workload there. So that way, my normal day-to-day Visual Studio 2017 is all ready for me to go, and then I just want to install and try the latest versions of Visual Studio there. Now, when you go to install this for the first time, you'll actually see the different versions enabled, and you can just hit Install and then pick the workloads. So since I've already installed them to save time, it's already installed, but it'll be the same workload that you are familiar to. Now, the difference here is if I go ahead and launch the preview edition, you'll see it says preview up top. And when it launches, we're going to see that it launches down here on the bottom with that specific version. I can then, of course, launch the stable version, Visual Studio 2017. There we go. I'm still logged in with the same user account, login, everything like that I'm used to. The only difference that we'll see here side by side is that in one instance, we see preview up top, in the other one, we don't. And then the icons are also different in the top left. So if I actually take a look up here, we can see the difference of the icons of the preview, and it very clearly says Visual Studio Preview right there. Now, this is great because, like I said, you can get the latest versions and features to try them out on your machine without having to mess around with your actual current development setup at all. So really, it's just that easy as going to visualstudio.com/preview. You can read some of the release notes, such as our Visual Studio 2017 version 15.4 preview that just shipped, that has .NET Standard 2.0 support, brand new Xamarin Live Player capabilities, and a lot more built right in. So check that out. I'll put all the links in the show notes below. So go get started playing around with the brand new Visual Studio 2017 preview editions. Give us some feedback on all those awesome new features packed right in. And until next time, I'm James Montemagno. This has been The Xamarin Show. And make sure you subscribe in whichever corner that I still can't figure out that subscribe button is to get the latest updates when new episodes of The Xamarin Show are released. And thanks for watching.